Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. We start another week, entering into the time of the Lord right now. And today, we start with the new Hebraic month, Sivan, the third month on the biblical calendar. And we've asked the Lord, what are you saying this year for us? And we want to be prepared for it. All right, let's listen into Revelation today. That he is an awesome God. We serve today, no matter what's going on around us, we serve an awesome God. Well, it's Monday, 22nd day of this month, May 2023. We're excited to see what the Lord's saying. 22 is a very big number. We love Isaiah 22:22. The doors that God opens, no man can shut, but also it's a light and speaks of light coming forth. And we want our light to come forth this month. There's so many things happening. Well, when we enter into new biblical months, we like to spend at least one podcast talking about what it means for us this month. You can always get trends every year because God loves to revisit himself. He revisit his purposes on certain dates and times. But we also look for insight. What's God saying this year? What's he speaking into our life right now? And that's what I want to talk about today, the third month. The Bible calls them months, you know, first, second, third, so forth. Sivan, there's many reasons why they come up with these names. Depends on where they were in the earth at that time and they wrote it. And so they would give different context to it all. But this is a key month, this third month. We know because of Shavuot or Pentecost, it's a big month for that. We also know it's tied to the Hebraic letter, Zion. Ayan, however you want to say it, Z-A-Y-N is how we write it in English, receiving mercy. And then it's tied to the tribe of Zebulun, which is business. That's wealth. That's increase. So it's a very important word there. It's a month of giving. We give because God tells us to, but it's a real month of giving. God gave, so we should too. It's a month of receiving your boundaries, a month to be merciful, and a month of alignment. Things coming into alignment. And then it's a month to connect your walk to your talk, all right? And therefore, making continuous ongoing progress to move forward from one level to the next level to be strengthened in this hour. So we want to talk about that a little bit and just give you some what I think is going to happen in this month, or at least some movement in this month. As we said, it's tied to Zebulun, the tribe of Zebulun. That's the resource. You know, Chuck Pierce always teaches that, you know, we have Judah goes first, you know, and then comes the Zebulun brings the resources for the battle as we go through. So we've been talking battle. We've been teaching you about the coming storms. We understand that, but you need provision for that. Because storms are coming. The Joseph thing is upon us right now. We're preparing, building. There's a word out there. I forget his name. He's a Nigerian prophet. And I've been told to watch him. And I've been watching his stuff. And he had a seven-year prophecy that by 2030, you know, we're going to see a massive economic downturn in 2030. But this is a season also of provision. I think we're still going to go through difficult times. The Lord's shown us that. And he doesn't deny that either. But as difficult as it was, it's still a time of preparation for what is to come. And so this is this word, Zebulun. He was the 10th son of Jacob, the 6th son of Leah, and it means gift and dwelling of honor. So understand what God's saying here. We're going to dwell in honor this month. Let's get in that place. Honor comes from loving the Lord and following his ways. That's where honor comes. It's that simple. It's not that difficult. to have the honor of the Lord because he wants to honor us. And I want to just give you passage for that. Psalm 91 talks about in verse 14, if we love him, he says, I'll deliver you. I'm making it personal. And he will set us securely on high because we've known his name. So when you love him and know his name, you'll get deliverance and he'll set you on high. Then he goes on to say, then you'll call on him and he'll answer. He'll be with you in time of trouble and he will rescue you and he will honor you with a long life to satisfy, and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord's speaking to me that this is a month as we do this. That's what that fast, this fast that we've been on, the Isaiah 62 fast, it's humbling us, it's breaking us, making us fall in love with him more, honoring his name. And in that, deliverance comes and honor comes in the earth. And he will honor us and then begin to let us see the salvation of the Lord for all the things that we're going through. So this is the month, like I said, to get your walk with God in agreement with what you're saying with your mouth, with your declarations of faith. You get to want to go to the next level, but you want to go from one glory to the other, but your walk has to agree with your talk. So this is a month of focusing. Am I walking out what I'm talking? When I declare, God, you're going to do this, am I actually walking in what I just declared? And for this letter, the Hebrew letter Zion, it's a picture of us receiving mercy for completion. So let me prophesy to you right now as you listen. I prophesy God's going to give you the grace to break procrastination and complete what God has put before you. And I need to do this, but for all of us, let's check off tasks the Lord's told us to do. I'm not talking about just doing stuff. I'm talking about the tasks God's told us to do. Check those things off and say, Lord, I want to finish those things that we started. And then look at what God's assigned to your life. And then ask for the strength and the strategy to complete what you're going through. Ask for the mercy of God, of what he has for you. So this letter also is tied to the number 7, which is completion. That's why we say that. So God sees you in a place of completion and full maturity in him as you walk this out. We had a dream recently, one of our intercessors did, about double time, acceleration. I believe this is a month that we're going to see that. It's a season of accelerated restoration. In other words, God's going to restore back things that we've not had, resource-wise, glory-wise. And I want you to receive this because we had this dream about it, that God's word is going to multiply in our mouths, and we're going to see an acceleration of that. I know that a lot of people prophesy that all the time, but we just had a dream. So I'm saying it's a now word for us. And we need to be able to see our restoration as part of this purpose of God to redeem. And so we started in the first month of alignment months, which was Nisan, which is tied to Judah, praise and warfare. And the next 2 months of his alignment were Iyar, right? The month of Issachar, prophetic insight. And now we're in Sivan, the third month, which is the month of wealth and glory. So these three troops go out all the time in battle, right? Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. I don't know how better to put it, but Zebulun is like the supply train. An army can go only as far as his supplies are. And so as we're engaging in battle, the Lord said, this is a month I'm going to release supplies to continue on. There are many times I know in World War II that our General Patton, he was driving tanks and moving toward Germany through Italy all the way. And he had to stop because they didn't have enough fuel. They didn't have enough supplies. He had the power, he had the will, he had the energy, he had the men, but he couldn't get there because of no supply. So I want to say to you right now, God's giving you the power to move forward, and now this is a month he's going to release supply to you. I baptize you with this word, but I prophesy this word over you. And whatever sphere of influence you have, that as you walk in your alignment, you understand them, God's going to bring order to them in this hour. Do you want this? I could stop right now and just pray for you, but let me cover a couple other things as we move forward. As we see that this inheritance. It's also a month of Jacob or Esau, the twins. God once spoke, Chuck Pierce said this, God spoke to him once and said, I had an evil inheritance and godly inheritance, and I needed to choose. And he gave me the choice of which way to go with my family inheritance. Choose today to be prosperous in the ways of the Lord. Walk in those ways today. As we said, we're going to connect our talk with our walk. So Proverbs 10:9 talks about this. What you are decreeing has to connect with what you're walking with. You start walking in what you decreed in the first month. And he said, Chuck Pierce said this as well, a lot of people will make decrees but never walk in any of them. And we have to try to do this to get vision in place. As we move forward, we do this, go to the next level. We need to connect our mouth with our walk, refine our emotions, and move in God's purposes. I don't know about you, but procrastination is one of the big battles I think we all struggle with as humans. And the Lord spoke to me about procrastination in my own life, and I think it's appropriate for many. Sometimes procrastination is tied to fear. Fear you don't have all the resources. Fear you don't have all the knowledge base. Fear that if you try, you may fail, or you have a history of failure in that area, so you just don't start. You don't move forward. Look, I'm going to share some dreams this week about moving forward. And we can't not move forward in this hour. We must move forward. Giving, as I said earlier, is key this month. We gave our first fruit offering. We talked about it back in April. And also, don't ever pull back on your tithe, especially right now. And we prepare this time. We give as we move into this time because we need sustenance. We need to walk in the timing of the Lord, and we need revelation. And as we sow, it's a motivating gift in our life. It brings joy to us. And every time we sow, what happens is we give it with joy. When we do that, it brings forth great harvest in our life. If you don't sow with joy, you're gonna get in a lot of trouble. Just giving creates a snare, because then you're just like, well, I'm just doing this, and you end up getting a religious spirit on yourself. And we don't want to do that. We want to make sure we give with joy. He loves a cheerful giver, and we have to make this shift right now and move into this season that we're in that God has for us. So this month is a time to review your giving process. Receive new boundaries. This is I'm reading out of Chuck's book here, Time to Advance. But I want to build on what some things he said here. It's linked to mercy and alignment. Israel went through some testing with Miriam because she and Aaron were not aligned properly to Moses. Watch the Miriams during this month, he says. That includes women and men, and they relate to worship and sound. Miriam got leprosy, and the whole camp had to stop moving for 7 days. God loved Miriam and gave her the opportunity to shift into proper alignment. Review your alignment this month. We are always talking about this because the oil flows down Aaron's beard, right? So you want to be in a headship. Aaron's a high priest, right? Jesus is our high priest. He's our apostle. So when we get in alignment with him first, then he starts showing us who else to be aligned with. And as we are, that oil that comes from our Father, from our high priest, it starts flowing with us. Now you're out of alignment. Guess what happens? The Lord has an alignment for you. You choose to have your own alignment. Well, that oil starts flowing and you're not underneath it. And you wonder why things are becoming barren and dry, because you're not in proper line. The heavens are going to open this month. Let's begin to believe this. And this is Pentecost, because that's what happened at Pentecost. The heavens opened for Moses at Mount Sinai, and he gave the word, and gave the law to them, gave them direction to make it in their lives. And then also, as we see at Pentecost, he comes again and fulfills that word. And I want to close with this. Pentecost is such an incredible gift from the Lord. And I teach this. It is part of the atonement. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you the comforter. I'm going to go away. And I baptize you, or you got baptized one way, but he's going to baptize you in fire. And people who say they don't need this, is denying what he died for. He died for that. Now receive it this month. Receive another level, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Get new fire. Get new energy. Let the place that you're in now be shaken again like it was before. Ask God to visit you again this month, in this month of Sivan, this third month. Threefold cord is not easily broken. When we put this together, God's going to be with us. Put the first 2 months and this one together, and let's watch the resources to come forth as we go to battle and begin to see more and more victories in the days ahead. I speak that over you today. I decree that your walk will equal your talk as you walk this out in the name of the Lord. All right, see you tomorrow. Love you guys. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day on these daily podcasts on one of these platforms. Please, many of you are new to our podcast, so please share it with your friends. If you like an episode, just share it with them and ask them to subscribe and join what God's doing here through Christian Center Shreveport. We are still in our Isaiah 62 fast. Keep pressing into that. Go to our website, ChristianCenterStreetport.com. You can slide down there and click on that. Also, you can look at all that we do on our app. Download that on your phone. You can give there as well as on the website. God bless you. See you tomorrow.